Daf Mem Hey Amud Aleph. We'll begin Daf Mem Dalet Amud Beis. Last line. The Mishnah said, if a person drinks water for his thirst, he makes a shahakol. Lafuki Mai. What is this emphasis that he drinks it because he's thirsty? So where does he not make a bracha? Amar Avidi Baravin Lafuki Laman Dechanchu Seumsa. Lafuki excludes a case where a person was choking on something. He drank the water just to be able to clear his throat and to remove the blockage. There, he's not getting benefit from the water per se. There, he doesn't make a bracha. If he drinks the water and he's getting benefit from it, so then he makes a bracha. But over there, where he's doing it just to relieve the, clear the blockage and relieve the pain, there, he does not make a bracha. So from here, Taisus brings out, and we paskin halacha as well, if a person is drinking water, he's taking medicine, and he's only drinking the water to be able to swallow the medicine, he doesn't make a bracha. But if he's drinking it because he's thirsty, then he makes a bracha on water. Other types of beverages, Taisus says, is that where he does get a physical hana from it, then he makes the bracha, he does make the bracha, because he's getting the benefit from the taste of those beverages. But water, it's only if he drinks it for his thirst. If he takes medicine with it, he does not make a bracha. Rabbi Tarfon Aimer, Boyin Nefoshes, Rabbazo Chasran, Rabbi Tarfon says he makes a bracha, Boyin Nefoshes. So Tosfos mentions over here that Rabbi Tarfon is not talking about the bracha achreina. Rabbi Tarfon is talking about the bracha rishaina. Tana Kama said the bracha rishaina on water is shahakol. Rabbi Tarfon says the bracha rishaina is Boyin Nefoshes. What is the halacha? What bracha do we make? Go see what the minig is. What the minig is? What people are accustomed? What do they do? So the minig is of course that we make a shahakol. We make a shahakol on water, and if he drinks it for his thirst, and the bracha achreina is a brain of foshes. If he is drinking it just to take medicine, he doesn't make a bracha rishayna, and as Tosfos says, doesn't make a bracha rishayna, doesn't make a bracha achreina either. In that case, hadrulach ketsam mevorch, and hadrulach ketsam mevorch, hadrulach ketsam mevorch, and new perek shloisha she'achlo ka'achas chayav mezamen. If three people ate together, there's a mezamen. They have to mezamen. They have to bench together. So they have to say nevorch. They have to say nevorch together, and they have to make a zimun together. Now, the basic principle that the Mishnah is going to outline is that's only if they ate foods that are permitted to eat. If they ate macholas asuras, then there is no zeman. There's macholas rishon, if there's bechlal, even benching, most rishonim hold that there's not even benching bechlal. But there's certainly no zeman on macholas asuras. So the Mishnah is going to list different types of foods that he eat, where there is a zeman and where a zeman does not apply. If a person ate demai, so it's produce that he bought from an Am Haaretz, which the Chachamim were machmir, that we suspect perhaps the Am Haaretz did not take the proper maestras, so it cannot be eaten without being mafresh the maestras. So if he ate demai, maesarishin shenotla trumosa, or he ate maesarishin where the truma was taken, at this point we're assuming means truma was taken, the truma's maeser was taken. So he ate maeser rishon where the trumas maeser was taken. So apparently it would seem to be that if he ate maeser rishon where trumas maeser was already been removed from it, was separated, then it's completely mutter. It would seem to be no chiddush over here. Or maeser sheni v'hekdesh niftu. Maeser sheni, in order to eat it, has to be redeemed. You have to be poited. Same thing with hekdesh, it has to be poited. And once you're poited, it becomes mutter. So again, when we'll see in the Gemara, what's the chiddush over here? If they've been redeemed, it's mutter. So it's like any other food which is permitted. V'ashamas shachal kazayas, or a servant, the shamas that ate a kazayas, now he can be joined together with the group. V'akusi, or akusi mezamen alav. In all these cases, there is a zeman. Now, so the first case of demai, the question is, why is it really permitted? Why is there a zeman? Demai is food that you can't eat. Why is this not in the category of machol sasuras? And we'll see in the Gemara. The second case is where it's meiser and rishon shenitl trumosa, meiser sheni hek sheniflu, the question would be the opposite. It would seem to be that they're completely permitted. What's the chiddush that there is a zeman? And then there is a question of the Shamas, is it permitted or not? And a kusi, when we would be after we'd be assuming that the Tana holds that a kusi is considered a yid, so you can make a zimun. So all of these cases, this category, this grouping, the foods are considered permitted foods, and therefore there is a zimun. However, if he ate, a person ate tevel, where the trumas and maises were not separated. So that's food that's not permitted. It's machal zasuris. So achol tevel umaiser rishon shaloin nitu trumas. Or maiser rishon where the trumas maiser has not been removed. The maiser sheni v'hekta shaloin niftu. Or maiser where it was not been redeemed. V'asham shachol pachz mekazayis. Or the servant ate less than a kazayis v'anachar agoi. In all these cases, the foods are not permitted. Or there is no kvias. The shamas ate less than a kazayis. You can't make a zeman if there's less than a minimum amount of food that he had together, or there's no zeman together with the goy, ain't mezamin alav. There's no zeman in this case, in these cases. Nashim v'avarim ketanim ain't mezamin alav. We can't make a mezuman together with women and with avarim, with slaves, with avi ketani. Ad kama mezamin, and how much food has to be eaten together where you say there's a zimun? Tana Kama says, ad kezayis. A minimum of kezayis and all amount of food. Rabbi Yehuda Meir, ad kebeya, he says, a beya is required. So the Gemara will discuss this in greater detail. Minahane mila, the basic question the Gemara asks, we're saying that there is zimun. Shlesha shach lukachas or zimun. What is the makor, what is the source that there is a mitzvah of zimun that you have to bench together? Nevorach. Shechal namishalay. Minahane mila, where is this? What's the makor? Amar vasi amar damar kro. Gadol Hashem iti unerim mashmo yachdav. We'll praise Hashem and talk about the greatness of Hashem together. We'll do that together. So there's a zimun. It's done as a group. Rabbi Vahu Arma Mehacha, a similar drush from a different pasuk. Yishem Hashem Ekra, have a goydol lelekeinu. Together, you, with me, will have a goydol lelekeinu. Amar Rav Chanan Bar Ava, minay lo'in amin shalo yagbiya koil yaisir min avorech. How do you know when a person makes a bracha, when you answer amen, it should not be in a louder voice than the person making the bracha? Shinemar, gadol Hashem iti. So we bring this down because it's another drasha from this pasuk, gadol Hashem iti, with me. So it has to be on the same level, and the same, the voice has to be in the same level as the one who makes him avorech. So Gadol Hashem iti unerom yishmo yachdav, and we'll do it together. Amar Rav Shimon ben Pazi minayin she'ena matargim rishoy lagbi akoy lo yesim neakoy. In a similar vein, how do we know that when a person gives a drasha, in those days, the Talmud Chacham gave the drasha, and the matargim was the one who heard it from him and broadcast it in a loud voice to the tzibur. So how do you know that he should not raise his voice more than the one who is the kair, the one who's saying it over to him? It says Moshe will speak, and the dibros, only the first two dibros were said, the Klal Yisrael heard it directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The rest of the dibros, of the seres of dibros, Rav Shlom said it to Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu, he's the one who was, the, so to speak, the Metargim. He's the one that set it out to the Tzibur. So it says, Moshe Yadaber, Velakim Yanenu Bekol. It says, Bekol. Now it could have said, Hashem Elakim Yanenu. Obviously, it's Bekol. Why does it make an emphasis, Bekol, with that sound? Shein Talmud Loimer Bekol, it really doesn't have to say Bekol. Uma Talmud Loimer Bekol, why does it tell me and emphasize Bekol? Bekol Shel Moshe. It was at the same level, the same call as Moshe Rabbeinu. That's why it says Bekol. So we see from here that the Metargim cannot be Magbia Yosef Min HaKair. And Taisa has asked the question, what do you mean? It seems to be just the opposite. Over here it says Elikim Yonan Bekol. Now we're saying that the Metargim cannot say it louder than the Kaira. And here it's saying that the Kaira, the Ribbono Shel Olam, said it Bekol Shel Moshe. It seems to be just the opposite. So Taisus answers, he says that really Ribbono Shel Olam, speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu, could have said it in a quieter voice than a voice that Moshe Rabbeinu had to hear, not louder than that. But why did he say it, Bekol Shel Moshe? because Moshe Rabbeinu had to say it in a loud voice so that Klal Yisrael could hear it. So therefore, he also had to say it in a loud voice. He also said that it should be in the same level as Moshe Rabbeinu. It should be in the same volume as Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu should not be higher. In order for it to be that the Metargim is not saying in a louder voice, the Rabbi Yishalom had to have the voice of the Rabbi Yishalom louder to match, to equate to the volume of Moshe Rabbeinu's call. He's not allowed to raise his voice more than the Kaira. And if you can't raise it to the level of the Kaira, then the Kaira should lower the volume so that they should match. If two people ate together, Pligi Rav Rav Yechah. One says, if they want to, they could. There's three, it says mizuman. But a two, if there's only two people, it's a reshus, they could. The other one says, no, they can't. It's, you have to have three. If you don't have a minimum of three, you can't. Two cannot make a zimun. So now we learned in the Mitzvah, three people who ate together, they're mechuyev for a zimun. So the Mishnah says three. It's only three, not two people. So it's a kasha on the man damer who says two. More answers, no. The Mishnah says three people, they have an obligation. But the man damer says two, it's a reshus. It's voluntary. They don't have to. But he holds it's permitted. Tashma, let's bring a riot from the following. Shlosha shachlo ka'achas, three that ate together, chayam lezamen. They must be mezamen ve'in reshoim lecholet. And they cannot split up. Shlosha in shnaim loy. It's only three that cannot split up, but two could split up. Where it says, shiny hasam tekavul chayvim ikara. Three that ate together cannot split up. But two, they could split up. Now, the Gemara is saying three cannot split up. Well, if two is also a zimun, why can't they split up? Let three split up, and they'll still be able, the two remaining still will be able to have a zimun. So doesn't that show you that two are not eligible for a zimun? The Gemara answers no. There is shiny hasam b'kavul chayv mikara. When there's three, now they have a chiyuv. If they would split up, according to the Man Dharma, that two can be mezamen, the remaining two could still be mezamen, but not b'teres chiyuv. If they ate three together, they have a chiyuv. Now, if one separates, they voluntarily, according to this Man Dharma, could make a zimun, but it won't have the same level of a zimun where it's a zimun of a chayva. It's a voluntary zimun. Once they had an obligation, they cannot be mafkia that chayva and transfer into a rishus. Taisus asks the kasha, a glaring kasha, of course they can't split up. Whether two can be mezamen or not be mezamen, what's the Gemara's kasha? Of course they can't split up because if one departs from them, perhaps the remaining two can be mezamen, but the one who leaves, he won't have a zimun. So of course they can't split up because the one who leaves, he's not going to have a zimun. So what's the Gemara's kasha to begin with? Taisus answers, it's mashma. It doesn't say that one can't split up. It says shloim kachin. It says that ein reshoim lechalek. They cannot be mechalek. Ein reshoim lecha means that none of them can split up. The iser on splitting up applies not only to the one who won't have any zimun at all, it also applies to the two remaining, that they also, it can't be split up because of them. It doesn't say that echad, eina, that one. It says einam reshaim. It means it's going on all of them. Because there's a problem over here, there's a hafkos, a zimun, that would apply to all of them. So the Gemara answers in Chanami, according to the Man Damar, who says that two could be mezamah, that's only reshus. They can't split up because even the remaining two, they're mafkia, the chayva zimun, from upon them. Tashmalas being a further raya, shamash ahaya mishamash alashnaim. If one servant, the shamash, is serving two people, hareze oich liman, he is allowed to eat with them. Normally, a person uninvited is not allowed to eat with the other people. But here, it's assumed that they want him, that it's an implicit invitation because they need him for the zimun. So he's allowed to, even uninvited, eat with them because it's assumed that there's an invitation. Even though permission wasn't granted. But however, if he's serving three people, he cannot eat with them. There's no implicit invitation because they have a zimun without him. So they have to give him rishus, explicit rishus for this. So if you tell me that shnayim is voluntarily they can make a zimun, why is there an implied invitation for the shamash? Why do they need him? They can make a zimun without him if two can make a zimun. More answers, no. Shiny hasam, the nichalei lemikvalei b'chayva. No, that's different because it's an implied invitation, because even if they're two, and according to this mandar, two can make a voluntary zimun, but they want the higher level of zimun. They want the zimun of a chayva. So there's an implied invitation. It's assumed that he's invited because they would want to have upon him the chayva zimun, and therefore he's allowed to join with them.